from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What triggers you? What triggers you? I actually know one of the answers. Go ahead.
Oh, in life?
Anything. Or... Just to think of something that like...
And that's a great question.
People walking on the sidewalk with their head in their phone, not looking at where they're going. That triggers me.
That's one. Sure. Sure. Can you think of any
people
others?
People who drive in
so
the
let's
right...
go to 888-957-95... Did it work?
You interrupting me? I've gotten over that.
I know, but you don't like being interrupted.
I don't.
You've just gotten over it with me.
Well, that and...
it's like I have a waiver.
My current, whatever. It's in my world... My world is filled with interruptions. I live with an almost 2-year-old, and she doesn't always wait for me to finish, like, opining on what I think that she should do.
Oh, my God.
Watch Coco Menon. Coco Menon.
That's
Coco Menon.
That's life, isn't it? Isn't life just filled with constant interruptions? I feel sometimes like
if you've got a clue and if you've got class.
Yeah, but I mean, people, are like, you mentioned your 2-year-old. Like, you're not dealing with fully formed people a lot of the times.
Yeah, I'll say.
I got 3 not fully formed human beings at home who sometimes feel like they're having a competition for my attention, and no one is waiting for the other one to finish their sentences before they bust out with their own.
And they only have like a tight window, too, because
I'm moving.
Right, and they go to school at 8, and you get home at 7.
Gone.
And so it's like a 2 or 3 hour window of like, Dad, I got like 17 things. Yeah. Can you sign this? Can I get this? Can I get that?
If your question is 3 sentences long, I'm sorry. By the second sentence, I'm like, you got to get in the shower right now. It's bedtime in 12 minutes. Sure. But like, here's why I ask. NBC Sports Bay Area just tweeted this.
Oh, God. You're trying to piss me off. I'm in a great mood, too. I came in yesterday, just real quick, 10 seconds.
Yeah, go.
Angry. Oh, your boy was angry.
Why? I didn't notice.
Had a talk with a coworker before you got here and completely not did a 360. I did a 180 yesterday.
I'm angry, Jeff.
On what?
That's awesome.
On one of our coworkers?
No. We had a talk.
And right.
They were able to help me through my issues.
Oh. The issues weren't with the coworker.
I came in with a gigantic bag of issues, and we worked through them. And so by the time you sauntered in, and I used sauntered disparagingly, I was good. Fantastic mood.
It was Joe, wasn't it?
No, but the bro hug always,
it helps.
That's a good 10% off the edge.
Was it the other Joe?
No, you would never guess. And I don't want you to guess because it was a wonderful conversation. The point is, I'm in a wonderful place now.
Good. I could mess it up in one sentence.
Do it. You won't.
Quote.
Oh, God.
Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers reportedly met on Monday and are ironing out the minor details of a long-term contract extension.
So stupid. You don't iron out minor details over the course of 5 weeks.
You know what? I think that we can do a class action thing here. I think we can do it. We're part of the media, right?
For sure.
All right. Oh, let's call on all of our
brothers and sisters.
Yeah, let's call on all of them.
Jenny Lee Chan, Mayoko, Barrows, David Lombardi.
All of them. Even Adam Schefter.
Thank you.
Everybody. Everybody.
Shams.
Jordan Schultz.
Free agent.
Shams. Because every Shams, now and again, yeah, he'll do something that's non-NBA related.
Exactly.
It'd be amazing if he breaks the Brandon Ayuk story.
He might.
All of you. Come on, people now. Okay, smile on your brother. Everybody get together and stop tweeting till it's over. Stop.
It's never over.
I know. And we're like sitting here talking about it. But again, the angle we're taking today, this is about us. I don't want to hear anymore that this is on the 1 yard line.
Totally.
My God, how long has it been on the 1 yard line?
Yeah.
Let's fire the offensive coordinator. They can't get a yard. Let's go to Mac T in the Yoon.
I can't wait to hear Mac T.
Let's go, Mac
T. That's another thing that triggers me.
Why?
Bros before phones. I used to work with a guy who would go to the phones right away.
Before talking to you?
Yeah.
I think I did that to you one time.
On purpose.
But then never again.
It just, whatever. It's National Radio Day, so I feel like we can talk about radio.
It is National Radio Day. Yeah.
The appropriate thing is to have a little bit of a conversation. Then you go to the phone. So I'm dying to hear Mac T. What you got, Mac T?
What's up, Mac T?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So, I'm hearing a lot of like, hey, Brandon was offered this, the team offered that, this was that, he just declined this. But how do we really know what any of these reports are? Like, we have no clue. Everybody on each side, so the team and Brandon's agent, have every incentive to kind of either bend the truth or not necessarily give you the exact information. So all I'm saying is that we're trying to like speculate on a lot of undefined terms, and we really don't know exactly what was offered and what wasn't offered. And I think that's important too. I mean, it doesn't help sports talk radio because at that point, it's like, well, we can't really talk about anything. But in reality, we don't know anything.
So you have a point, Mac T, but I think it's a little bit too firm. In other words, we do know some things, and I'll give you just like one tiny sort of corner of an idea of what I'm talking about just from the standpoint of me and Dan Dibley. I'll tell you one thing that we know. We know that the New England Patriots offered more than $32 million. We know that. Because Brandon Ayuk's private coach told us that on the air. You all heard it. So that's sort of how I arrive at my opinion. You're not wrong, and thank you, Mac T. There's a bunch of stuff out there that is obviously being shared with the media by people who are on the inside because they want to tilt the world in their favor. So I totally get that. But I also don't think that the Browns, the Steelers, the Patriots, Brandon's agent, TJ Houshmandzadeh, John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, I don't think they've all just taken us all on an elaborate journey that's all made up for a story that, by the way, none of us want to read. So there is some truth in what's going on here, and I've arrived here at this point while admitting I don't know all the details. I do feel like Brandon has been given a fair choice on the menu, yet refuses to make a selection. And if he's your date, I'm going to leave.
Right.
I'm going to leave and go get a new date.
Could you order? Because the specials look good, and it's a good restaurant, and all the menu selections look good, and you came here, and you said you were hungry, and so we got a nice steak, we got some chicken, we have fish, we've got turkey, we've got pork. We've even got a little duck confit, if that's how you want to roll. Just pick something. Pick something so we can go on with our meal, which would be the regular season. And yet he's just, I'm going to need a few more minutes. I'm not really sure if I want the duck or the pork or the chicken or the turkey or the steak or if I'm going to go vegetarian tonight. It's maddening when you get to this point where you're right. He's had all these different things in front of him and he wanted a trade. Okay, you requested a trade and we had a trade in place and you wanted a deal and they have a deal that is reportedly in place for him too. So what do you really want? If you just wanted to sit out camp and sign on August 22nd, well then none of this would have been an issue.
Yeah, it's beyond run its course. Peter in the city. Hey, Peter, what's up?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Listen, quickly, as a professional negotiator, what the 49ers ought to do, go to the table, say to them, this is our last, best, final offer. If you don't accept this by next Friday, all bets are off. We expect you in the locker room on game day. See you later. That's what we would do when you get to impasse, because you start arguing over nits and nats. So you say, this is the last, best, final offer. You got 9 days to accept it. You refuse it. That's it. See you in the locker room.
All right, let's play this out, because Peter, I don't know that they haven't already done that, but Peter, I like this because I brought it up earlier. Thank you, Peter. And Peter's a professional negotiator now. So
yeah, 50 years in the business.
Listen, I thought the same type of thing a number of times. I bet we all have, right? Go super hardball on someone who's not a free agent. I've argued for months now that Brandon Ayuk has no leverage. And a lot of people have argued back at me. Well, sure he does, because he's a phenomenal player and he's about to get paid. So he must have some sort of leverage. I understand what we're saying there, but in the end, the leverage lies with whoever has the last, who's got the gavel.
Right.
And the Niners absolutely have it. The problem is they don't want to bang it into the table. But let's play that out. Is that even an option? Would you do that? Because that's really pulling the ripcord now. And the idea would be basically tell Brandon, look, we've gone back and forth too much. Here's the deal that we're, and this is what we're willing to do. This, we are not willing to budge off of it this at any more. So this is it. We have tried to hit every marker that you want. And oh, by the way, a trade is completely now out of the question. That has been exhausted, which, by the way, might be true. These other teams might have just been like, we've moved on. The Patriots might.
Feels like Pittsburgh is still in, but.
Maybe, but I don't know. The closer we get to the season, the worse it is for
any other team, exactly.
The acquiring team, too. Is that possible? Could the Niners just be like, deal or no deal?
Shout out Howie Mandel.
And if you'd like to sit out the season, be our guest.
Yeah, you could do that, but you are in a Super Bowl window. And it's easier for a team like the Bengals to play hardball and franchise tag a player and, you know, maybe roll the dice on somebody being unhappy. But you're the Niners, and you were one play away last year from winning the damn Super Bowl. And here you are with everybody back, and your quarterback is a year more experienced, and everybody is ready to go, and your Super Bowl window is either still open or it's closing, or you can throw a chair through it. Whatever it is, you're one of the favorites to win the damn Super Bowl. And if you don't have Brandon Ayuk, your odds to win the Super Bowl, they go down. How much do they go down? I don't really know. But I think that they go down, and I think they go down to the point where I don't think that you win the Super Bowl or you have a chance to do it without Brandon Ayuk. So, yes, you could play hardball, and you can now draw that line in the sand, but what are your other options? Chris Conley and Juwan Jennings? Is that what you want to do?
Let's play those odds out. The Niners right now are the second favorite to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
If Brandon Ayuk sits out the season, or in some way it is now known, no, there will be no Brandon this year.
Right.
All right, now where do they fall to?
They fall out of the number two spot.
I disagree.
I think that they fall into a spot where maybe the Rams and them are co-favorites to win the West.
Yeah, I don't buy that at all. I think they would absolutely.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Still be the NFC favorite to win. I mean,
I don't think so.
The next couple of teams aren't even NFC teams. You know what I mean? Like, the next team is the Ravens, and they're flanked kind of by the Bills and the Bengals.
I think it's a little bit of location bias here, because think about last year where you had to dig deep to beat the Packers. The Packers had to give you a gift to even have a chance to come back and beat them.
Well, but wait a minute.
And even the Lions, you needed a fluky play off a defensive player's helmet to come back in that game?
But that's not about odds. Like, even the Super Bowl favorites are less than, like, they are unlikely to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
All teams are unlikely to win the Super Bowl.
Of course.
So, like, all we're saying with the odds, I'm not saying it would be easy. I'm not saying it would be a walkover. I'm not saying they're clearly the best team. I'm saying Vegas keeps them as the NFC favorite, even without Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that they would fall.
That'll be my second question to our guy.
And the gap is, you know, the gap is pretty big, I know, between them. It's them and the Chiefs, and then it's a pretty decent-sized gap down to the next team, and it's the Bills, and it's the Ravens, actually, and then probably the Bills. It's AFC teams ahead of it. The NFC is not a very deep conference, but I think that if you ask Green Bay and the Rams and Philadelphia and Dallas, if the Niners don't have Ayuk, they are beyond thrilled.
It's Baltimore, and then actually it is two NFC teams that follow Baltimore as the third. It's Detroit.
And Green Bay?
No, Philadelphia.
Okay.
You'd be shocked. Green Bay, I don't know what the hell Green Bay's doing down as far as they are. They're below Dallas.
Okay.
That's weird.
Yeah.
But and okay.
You take Brandon Ayuk off of the Niners, I think that they drop down at least into that group, if not below that group.
So Detroit is plus 1,200. The Niners are plus 600.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me that the Niners' odds to win the Super Bowl are going to double. They're going to double down with the loss of one wide receiver?
Right, for a team that has two wide receivers.
I don't see it.
It's a team that runs a two wide receiver set. So right. You're losing half of your receivers, and you're losing your best receiver. Not your best player at wide receiver, best pass catcher.
I get it. Sure.
And everybody wants, you know, TJ Houshmandzadeh. We all want to talk about second in the league and yards per target and all the rest of it. And then at the same time, we're going to turn around and say, well, the loss wouldn't be that great. You can't have it both ways, people.
I'll get some answers on this.
You lose Ayuk and
the spread and the overall Super Bowl odds.
Yeah.
Just if you
without Ayuk.
If you remove Brandon Ayuk, I get us some answers.
I mean, you're gonna go with Conley and Juwan Jennings and Pearsall and Cowing.
I don't know. Yeah. Or start signing people. I don't know.
Like, who's out there as a street free agent?
Robbie
Beckham Jr.
Robbie Chosen.
Oh, that's right. They got Robbie Chosen.
Robbie Chosen is on the team. That's a veteran wide receiver who's a field stretcher. I'm not saying he's amazing, but he's got a track record in the NFL. He can catch a pass. He can get open.
He's allowed to.
It is. He's allowed.
Did he play last weekend? I didn't notice.
I don't think so.
Will he play this weekend? Probably not.
No, probably.
Probably not.
Because the names are playing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Listen.
I mean, they're allowed to still win the Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk.
They're allowed to.
But they won't.
Look, if the 49ers were this desperate over Brandon Ayuk, we wouldn't be here right now. I mean,
it's more than just a one-year thing, though.
But
of
course
it is. They're looking at this as a four-year play. And Parag Marate is looking at the numbers and not just thinking, like, Super Bowl or bust.
But, Dibs, you're not wrong that, like, we shouldn't be here. We shouldn't be in this situation. However, the 49ers as a team, at least if you want to believe reports, on some level, before the draft, felt like we could do this season without Brandon. In fact, maybe we could do this season without Debo. We could do it. You might disagree, and I might agree with you that we should disagree, but that's what they think. That's what they think about the wide receiver position. That's what Kyle thinks. Is that arrogance? Call it that all day. That's fine.
Well, it's only arrogance if he's wrong.
Whatever. Like, I have no problem with the head coach of the football team being arrogant. You know, I don't want him to treat people badly. I'm talking about, like, as far as your play calling
right.
And the way you structure your team.
Just don't be wrong.
They clearly, at the end of last year, they're like, we can't do this without Bosa. And I firmly believe that's why I have no concerns about Trent, because I think they feel the same way there. We're not doing this without Trent.
And they felt that way about Christian, because it took about 19 minutes for them to break him off.
But they've been playing with this for 4-5 months.
Right.
Messing with it. So clearly, they're not like, we're dead without him. They don't feel that way.
Right. Well, then I would hope that your rookie, the one who is a week behind, or your other rookie who can't actually get on the practice field.
Yeah.
I hope that either one of them can either play, or maybe we've been sleeping on Juwan Jennings and Chris Conley.
And Robbie Chosen.
Danny Gray and Robbie Chosen.
No, I don't think we're sleeping on Danny Gray.
No, but what are we doing? What are we sleeping on here? Is your offense so plug and play that you can find anybody to step in? You can get Robbie Chosen off the scrap heap, fresh off a name change, and he's going to be a difference maker for a team that goes to the Super Bowl?
I don't know if difference maker is the line. You know what I mean?
Well, somebody's got to go out there and catch the football.
That's not necessarily a difference maker. Like, you can go.
Brandon Ayuk is a difference maker.
I know he is. I'm not saying there wouldn't be a drop off. I'm saying that it wouldn't fall off of a cliff.
Yeah, see, I think it would fall off a cliff.
Robbie Chosen. Let's get some stats. Robbie Chosen. What has he done in this league? He's been a 1,000-yard receiver.
In 2018.
Yes.
Am I right? 2018?
No. 2020.
Oh, whoa. Only 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And he has been a 900-yard receiver once, and he has been a 700-yard receiver 4 times.
Can I get some years here?
Yeah, that was a window from 17 to 20.
I mean, that's a lifetime ago,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, but they didn't throw the ball to him the last 4 years.
Like,
he was in Miami. No, because he was buried on depth charts. Because
he's not very good.
You don't know that. You don't know that. Like, how you telling me a receiver is never suddenly elevated when they're a 49er?
You tell me.
This guy, too.
Set some over-unders for Robbie Chosen this year.
2 years ago, he's on Arizona playing with Colt McCoy and portions of Kyler Murray.
He can spin it. He's first overall pick.
All I'm saying
is, Robbie Chosen this year, over under 40 catches and 500 yards.
Under? Because I still think Brandon Ayuk's playing for the team.
What are we doing?
But if you, like, do you think that he can't run a route and catch a pass?
Oh, I think that he can run a route and catch a pass.
Then you can.
Over under 1.5 catches and one route.
Tuck him in with Deebo Samuel, Juwan Jennings, Chris Conley, and George Kittle, and you're telling me the Niners can't get first downs? And Christian McCaffrey? Of course they can.
I mean, there's no guarantee that Robbie Chosen even makes the team.
I would argue he probably won't. But I'm trying to illustrate how I think a lot of NFL coaches look at the wide receiver position. I know that a lot of them are being broken off $30 million.
Right.
Others are being traded to Miami while their team wins back-to-back rings.
Right, and he's gone on to be the best receiver in football statistically last year.
Correct, although
fantasy numbers.
Well, hang on, fantasy people, did you hear what Tua said about Tyreek Hill?
No, but I heard what he said about his former coach.
Yeah. There was the Brian Flores part that got all of the headlines, but honestly, who really gives a rip if Brian Flores was a jerk to Tua?
More than a jerk.
I don't care.
Mean.
Yeah, but what I care about with fantasy drafts flying around every weekend right now is that Tua admitted yesterday they were forcing Tyreek the ball to get him the number, which is A, stupid.
Awesome, because I had him.
B, probably not repeatable. All of you who took him number two in your draft, he ain't getting 2,000 this year.
Well, especially when Jalen got paid,
$28.5 million for his other receiver.
Field, yep.
Exactly. Anyway, that was a very quick aside.
That was a great quick aside.
Yeah. So again, no, I don't know what the hell Robbie Chosen can do. Probably not going to make the team. My point is I think Kyle Shanahan, the same way Andy Reid was like, we'll pick a guy named Sky. We've got a rookie over here whose name is Rashid. Don't worry, you'll get used to him. Someone's named Justin. And then that Valdez-Scantling guy who shows up in places.
He's hurt now.
Yeah, he's not even on the Chiefs anymore. Anyway, like, we're going to put all those guys in a bucket, and we can move the ball. And he was right. He was right.
Yeah, their offense was not as good.
But it was still good enough.
Barely.
It was still good enough.
Because Kyle doesn't know how to navigate overtime.
Yeah.
Yes. There you have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't, again, yes. Yay, Brandon. have Brandon.
Yes.
That's better. Does the whole thing fall off the tracks without him? I would argue vehemently no.
It takes a huge step back, and now you're relying on Deebo Samuel to play 17 games, which is not what Deebo normally does.
Yeah, probably not.
So you're looking for a durable Deebo and a bunch of question marks in an offense that relies on a two-receiver set. I don't like the formula for this team to be able to be successful on third down.
Neither do I, but I'm not letting him run the whole organization.
They already
either.
Have, though,
I
is
know,
the point.
And that was a mistake.
And it still is. And yep. Here we are talking about Brandon Ayuk again on August 20th.
No, we're talking about us.
Ah, that's right.
Talking about us.
Our feelings.
And our emotions, yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!